Blog Talk Radio.
Try to keep him wrapped up in a manger. Some try to keep him nailed up. Yes, the king is coming. Yes, it's important that we be ready. He's coming back to your world as you prepare your world, your own little private world that you prepared. But we prepared as a nation. As a nation, are we ready to see the return of our Lord? This nation was established upon righteousness. And in many ways, we have exalted our rights above the one who makes us righteous. Jesus, the righteous King, is coming back. America. America, return to love. Return to truth. Return to your King. Return to righteousness, America. Return.
Return to love, return to truth, return to your King.
can't be overruled. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. He's our God. He has paid the price for us. Praise God. Oh, in righteousness he reigns. You know, I'm just sailing on that right now. Praise God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, you know, I just love to praise my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God, he is God, and there is no other beside him, and he desires all our praise. That's why I bring the songs to you in the afternoon before I come on, praise God, because God desires, he desires all of our praise, hallelujah, and I want you to be praising God with me as I pray, place these praise songs, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program. Coming to your life, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, maybe some type of sickness or hurts. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And come. We come into him now to bow and worship at his feet. Praise God. The word of God is a strong tower. We can run into it and we are safe. As long as we hold on to Jesus, we placed you on the highest plane. We owe you all the great high priest. We place you ourselves right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We place you on the highest plane. We owe you the great high priest. We place you Paul, would you like to pray a prayer right now for us as we coming on to pray? If so, press 1 if you would like to. Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Father God, praise. We just thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you for all your wondrous works, oh God. Oh, Manana Yoshaya, Lord, we thank you, Lord. You
thank
are El Shaddai, you are everything. Hallelujah. You are blessed one. Oh, Manana Yoshaya, Messiah. Father, you are our dearly beloved, your Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We're thanking you, Lord God, for placing this vision into the heart of your daughter. Sister Baby, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that she's been faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're anointed, that you placed upon her. I feel it and experience right now. Hallelujah, here on this radio program. Oh, God, it's just not a program, but it's the program and the service of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, Lord, for all souls everywhere. We're thanking you, Lord, because all souls belong to you. And, Lord, we thank you for sending souls to this ministry to listen and to partake and to share, hallelujah, in the anointing of God. Bless everyone, oh God, who will participate in this service by being in agreement in prayer. Hallelujah. Missionary Vivian Collins, our wonderful Savior. And Lord, may everyone be blessed and may they hold this forthcoming word in their hearts throughout the days to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank God and bless everyone, and may they call out to you and cry out to you. And bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Minister June. Will you give us just a little bit of testimony, what you're doing in the upper nine in these days? Evangelist June Cole is a missionary out in, on the streets. Go ahead on and tell about yourself.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Like many of you, you may be, you're out there, outdoors, amen, reaching souls for Christ. And but before you go out there, you're in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's what I want to say, that prayer is the foundation of this assignment that God has given me. Pray in the Holy Spirit in unknown tongues. Getting direction, hallelujah, from the Lord. And knowing that the Lord is preparing the souls that we will meet out there in New Orleans, in a particular area there. We're there on the weekends, mostly on Saturday, and sometimes on partially on Sunday, and sometimes on Wednesday afternoon. That's praise God. But there are children there, and over the 6 years, almost seven, that I've been going there, praise the Lord, there are many children, amen, and a lot of particularly single mothers also, and there are about 450 units. And next door on the other estate, that's what is called the Florida estate. And so we go, and sometimes we reach people. I've been down there, and sometimes we're invited into their homes to have a Bible study or prayer. But the target, the Lord said, you target my young people. Amen. Because they don't know me for the most part. Many of them don't have prayer in the homes, for example. But you bless these children and love them. Amen. Take your flags out there and worship me. Some of the little Bibles that I've blessed you to have to give to them. Amen. Teach them about prayer. Teach them about the Holy Spirit. Teach them to pray. Many of them don't know how to pray to me. Amen. But teach them about the Holy Spirit and lead many of them to me, he says, and to let them know that when they receive me, they can pray in the new prayer language. And so sometimes it takes time for us as we meet the kids. But we're also on a Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday, about midday or so after, a couple of us are leading the prayer. Amen. The Bible study for the grown-ups, for those mothers who don't work. And we've been down there about 6 months. And yes, yeah, it's slow, you know. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it don't. But we're praying for the area, both the Florida estate and the Desire estate. Then another thing that we do in addition to that, we'll just mention that this ministry, Operation Outreach of Souls, is on radio and television. Amen. NOA-TV in New Orleans Thursday night. And then also this ministry goes into the recording studio, and we're sending out webcasts, amen, to many of them all over the world on the internet. And I'm praising God for the assignment, amen. But praise the foundation, and he said this would be an international ministry some 20 or so years ago, and that's what it's doing now, being sent through the media, thank you, Jesus, all over the world. Through the webcast, several webcasts. And I thank God for each of you, and especially for this ministry. My sister has traveled to several countries, and she's a true missionary, and she, her ministry is really a proven ministry. Amen. Particularly here in the New Orleans area and across the river, and she also is an author, as you probably know by now. She's written at least one book already. But you pray for her ministry, also, and pray for my ministry, and pray for all the ministries all over the world, and particularly for children, many of whom are starving in other countries. And we thank you for this opportunity. God bless you, Sister Vivian.
Thank you so much, Evangelist June Paul. She didn't know tonight that I was going to ask her to say some words, so I hope I didn't catch her off guard. I was just so thankful and blessed that she's always ready to respond. Praise God. And that's the way God wants us. He wants us to be so excited about Him that we are always excited to respond and talk about Him, to lift Him up. Yes, yes, we are excited to lift up the name of Jesus, no matter what time it is, no matter what day it is, no matter what year it is, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. So let us go in prayer again. Father God, for all those that are sick, because my co-host is out for sick and is out sick tonight, and then we'll go right on into the lesson, praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse every epitome of sickness. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go. In the name of Jesus, all those that have diabetes, high blood pressures, all kind of sicknesses, God, you came to heal all diverse kinds of sickness, in no matter what kind it was, God. God, you are the ultimate healing. We believe you for it, Lord God. And Father, we also lift up those mothers, oh God. Father God, that have sons behind prison walls, oh God. Father God, comfort their heart. Give them the peace, oh God, that passes all understanding, God. Father God, look on your children, oh God, the one that you have fearfully and wonderfully made, God. And God, you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. God, oh God, oh God, you said, God, to come unto you all that labor and a heavy laden, and you will give them rest. Give your people rest, God. The rest, oh God, in you can only be found, God, in you, God. Comfort them and put your arms around them, oh God. Father God, allow your angels to visit them, God. I just keep on thinking about how the angels, oh, God, will visit us. Oh, God, thank you. And how the angels, you allow the angels to visit certain ones in your word, God. And, Father, thank you, Father God, for the visitation of the angels. Thank you, Lord God. God, that you got them encamped all around us, even around our bedside when we're sleeping, God. Oh, God, even when we're driving along, God. Your angels are in camp, God. When we are in you and you are in us, God, you're keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Thank you, Father God. I pray tonight, God, that your angels, oh God, is being encamped all around your people, God. Oh God, as they go about their business schedule, God, or if they are getting ready to rest tonight, God. Oh God, just let them rest in you. That's where it's found, God. Rest in you, Lord God. Oh, that eternal rest, that peaceful rest. Oh God, hallelujah, Father God. There's no other rest that I need, oh God. Oh, but that the rest in Jesus. Hallelujah. In his arms, in his beautiful arms, oh, in his protective arm, oh, he have us all engraved in the palm of his hand. Lord, I thank you, and I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, this thing belongs to you, God. It don't belong to us. It's all about you. And God, you want to get all the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is good. I love to say that. I just love to say that to my Lord sometimes. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. It's just not a light word. It's forever. Hallelujah. It's a forever thing settled in heaven with me. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is good, the Lord is good. We're going to talk about tonight, and I'm just going to teach you a little lesson slowly here on life in the kingdom of God. And first we're going to start off with kingdom vision, kingdom perception, praise God. Life in the kingdom of God. Kingdom perception is supernatural ability to see things in the context of an eternal kingdom. Now, I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians and read that to you to get a little bit more view of that. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 says, while we look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen is eternal. Now, that's what I love. The things that I don't see, the things that you don't see, they are eternal. Glory to hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, I get so excited when I read things about my Jesus. I'm looking for the eternal God, eternal, to be with him eternal. I'm looking to be in my glorified body. I'm looking forward to looking upon his face. I'm here living in the kingdom. But I got a vision. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I got a vision. I just believe, hallelujah, that I'm going to look upon his face one day. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be kingdom-minded. We're supposed to be visionaries. We're supposed to have expectancy in our heart. Looking forward to the things to come. Yes, we see all these things down here. Yes, but we want the supernatural things. Praise God. Okay, kingdom perception is increased as we open our hearts to receive it. Praise God. And we're going to go to Matthew 13, 14 through 15. Matthew 13, starting at verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, "For whatsoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not. Do they understand?" People don't understand this mystery where we are in the supernatural if they are not living in the kingdom, if they are not living in the supernatural, if they are not expecting the supernatural. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. Verse 15 and last, "For this people's heart is waxed." That's what has happened. The heart has gotten waxed while you don't see. Waxed gross. "And their ears is dull of hearing." That's why they don't receive the supernatural. They're dull in their hearing. "And their eyes have closed." You can't see in the spiritual. You can't think upon the things of the supernatural if you are living in the physical. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them." God wants to heal the natural eyes. He wants to heal the natural heart. He wants to heal the natural ear, so you can hear with spiritual ears. Receive with holy hearts unto him. Praise God. Praise God. We want to live a kingdom life. Hallelujah. We want to live a kingdom life. A kingdom life is filled with joy in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fulfilling all that God has planned for us to fulfill. Praise God. Let's look at another one. Praise God. Kingdom perception is the work of the Holy Spirit revealing truth as we seek the things of God. As I just said, as we seek in his kingdom work, there are things that God going to reveal to us in the supernatural. Praise God. We want supernatural things. We want to be revealed. We want to hear in the spirit. We want to move in the spirit. We want to talk, as Evangelist said earlier. We want the gift of the Holy Spirit moving in us with tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. On that one, let's look at 2 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. And it reads as this: For to this end also I did write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgave I it in the person of Christ. You got to walk in forgiveness. In my book, I said walk in the spirit of forgiveness every day. This is a daily life. Did you hear what I said? This is a daily life. This is a life filled with forgiveness and joy. You know, it's so much joy when you done forgave. You have a heart that's running over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Running over with joy. God gives us so much joy when we walk in the spirit of forgiveness, because we're shaking off some things. Hallelujah. Praise God. That the enemy is trying to attach to us. You don't think I go through those things? The enemy is always, according to the word of God, the enemy always is trying to find a way to attach himself to us. Praise God. He wants to attach himself to us so he can cause us to be oppressed and depressed. He wants us to be dull in our hearing, as we just read earlier. He does not want us to receive all that God has for us. God has kingdom living for us to live in the overflow. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we live in a kingdom of overflow, we find so much joy. We find so much peace that passes all understanding. When we don't supposed to have peace, we got the peace of God reigning in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. My soul is joyful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at another. We become kingdom focused as we look through the eyes of the Spirit, as I was saying. Praise God. When we look through the eyes of the Spirit, praise God, we are kingdom focused. And God wants us to be focused. He don't want us wavering to and fro. He wants us to keep our eyes focused up on him. That's where we're going to receive the prize. We're going to receive the prize if we keep our eyes focused up on him. He the one got the prize. Can't no man down here give you what God's going to give us? Eternal life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at the scripture for that. That's Ephesians. Praise God. Ephesians. Let's look at Ephesians 1 and 18. Praise God. And it reads as thus. Praise God. Ephesians 1 and 8. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know that is the hope of his calling, and that the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Come on, somebody. The saints got an inheritance. Jesus, I'm going to shout. I'm going to go through the rooftop. I'm going to be raptured out of here if y'all hear me. Listen to this again. Listen to this scripture again. Praise God. He said the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope. You're going to know something if you're living in the kingdom, if you're living in, praise God, in this kingdom living. Praise God. This is some good living, what we living in. And we trying to give it to one that have not received, the one that eyes is blinded. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. We trying to give it to those that seem to have no hope. Praise God. We want to give it to those that's out there on drugs and tell them you don't need drugs. All you need is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We trying to give it to those who are sick and say they holding on to the sickness and tell them to pick up your bed and walk. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory. God's glory is rich, 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 rich. We are rich in Jesus Christ. We are rich in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Of his inheritance in the saints. It's all God gives it to the saints. Yes, you are the saints of God. You are living in the overflow. You are living kingdom perception. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all know this is some good stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at the vision. Kingdom vision is righteousness. Kingdom vision is righteousness. You know what God said? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you will advance. Seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, and you will advance in life. Seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, and you will advance in life. Now we're going to go to Matthew 6 and 33 on that one. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew 6 and 33 and see what it says. And it reads as thus. Praise God. 6 and 33. Oh, pray. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto who? You? He didn't say if you seek the kingdom, he was going to give it to somebody else. God said, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added unto you. Oh, my God, this is wonderful. This is awesome. This is rich. This is healthy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is, oh, good for the soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll give it to you. He didn't say you were going to do the work and he's going to give it to somebody else. No, 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 no. God loves you so much. Praise God. He loves us so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another one he said, the development of righteousness is to live in peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. The development of righteousness is to live in peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Romans 14 and verse 17. And it reads as this. Let's get a view of what this is saying here. Praise God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Where do you think our righteousness and peace and our joy comes from? Where do you think it comes from? Because you are living in the kingdom, you have to receive God's peace and joy here. Hallelujah. People ask me a lot of times, where do you get all your hype from? Where do you get all your joy from? Where do you get all your laughter from? I'm living in the kingdom. I don't know about you. I am living in the kingdom. I have joy in the kingdom. I'm a kingdom righteous person. I live in righteousness. Praise God. There is joy in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is joy in the kingdom. And that joy, God puts it in our lives that we can have peace. He said peace and joy is in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another one. Praise God. Okay. the righteousness live in favor because the Lord blessed them. The righteous live in favor because God blesses them. And that's in Psalms. See, I'm giving y'all these scriptures because I don't think I'm just saying this. I found this. This is scriptural. The righteous, you are the righteous of God. The righteous live in favor because the Lord blesses them. Where your blessings come from? From the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. From the Lord. Man can't bless me like God can. And probably he don't. But all my blessings is coming down from above. Praise God. Okay, well, let's look at, on that one, let's look at Psalms 5 and 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. You are encompassed about in the Lord. He said, I will let nothing pluck you out of my hand. He's so rich. His eye is ever shining down on you. Praise God. His arm is not too short to save. And his arm is not too short. He can't reach down. Oh, praise God. God got us. God got us. God got us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has got his children. Oh, praise God. And you think I'm not going to worship him? You think I'm not going to praise him? You not think I'm not going to give him the glory, praise, that's rightfully due to him? And you think I'm going to allow somebody to stop me from praising God? Oh, no, we can't do that. We're living in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at another. The manifestation of the kingdom will be characterized by righteousness. The manifestation of the kingdom will be characterized by righteousness. Let's look at 2 Peter 3 and 13. Praise God. 2 Peter 3 and 13 reads as thus. Nevertheless, we, us, according to his promise. To who promise? God's promises. God got so many promises out here for us. Oh, as we go through this book from Genesis to Revelation, praise God. Hey, he got so many promises that, and I'm in expectation of every promise I can get from him. I'm not leaving nothing out. I know God only gives me a measure as I can contain it, but I just want more. I just want more. I want more of him every day. Every day I can deal. I say, Lord, I can deal with it. He said, you ain't ready yet. You ain't ready yet. You think you ready? Yes, God, I want more because it tastes so good. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Oh, this is a forever thing, God, that we're dealing with. Hallelujah. This is a forever thing. This ain't just this ain't just for today. Praise God. Okay, let me go on because, see, I get so caught up into this lesson, praise God. And in 2 Peter 3 and 13, it said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven. Look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelling and righteousness. I got something to look forward to. God has given us something to look forward to, praise God. And I ain't going back, but I'm going forward. I'm going to stay. You know what I'm going to do then? Stay focused. So we're going to look at kingdom vision is focused. Stay focused on Jesus. Don't let nothing. Jesus Christ demonstrated that the kingdom is to be first. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to live in the kingdom and abide in the kingdom and enjoy in the kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's look at Luke 2, praise God, and 49. And it says this. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? We are about our Father's business. Praise God. David was focused
in his kingdom assignment, and he finished it. Yeah, David finished his assignment. Are we going to finish ours? Are we going to let Satan tear us down? Look at Acts then. Praise God. Acts 13. Praise God. Acts 13 and 36. Praise God. And it reads as this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 13 and 36 said, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his father and saw corruption. Praise God. Hallelujah. Kingdom focus. David was focused on his kingdom assignment. We are to stay focused on the kingdom assignment. Kingdom focus is moving forward in growth and development. Praise God. We got to grow in the kingdom. We can't be stagnated in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's growth for us. Praise God. We don't stay the same. We live in here. We growing in Christ. Hallelujah. Luke 9. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Luke 9, 61 and 62. And it reads as thus. Praise God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid then farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. We ain't looking back. We ain't giving up. We will let nothing separate us from the love of God. We will let nothing. We got to be determined. We got to be focused on what God has for us. Praise God. I'm going to give you one more scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Kingdom vision is a delight to in the will and purpose of God. Kingdom vision is delight. It is a delight for me to live. I don't know about you. It is a delight for me to live in the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Kingdom vision is a delight. Praise God. So we're going to go to our last scripture, 48 through 10. And it reads as this. I delight to do thy will. Yes, Lord. It's a pleasure to do the will of God. Hallelujah. My God, yea, thy law is within my heart. This word is in my heart. He said, put it there. Hide the word. Hide the word in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hide it in your heart. Eat it. Partake of it. Drink it. So you can have plenty to give out to someone else. Praise God. This is God. Hallelujah. Started verse 9. Did we do 8? Yes. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. This is David. David said, I have not refrained my lips. You don't think we should, don't you think we should never stop talking about the word of God? Don't refrain my lips from the good things, what God has done, what God is doing. God is still doing great things. He hadn't stopped yet. Praise God. And he's never going to stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love this lesson tonight. Praise God. I hope you are enjoying it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 10. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. You know, if we are ministers of Christ, as Minister June Paul said earlier, she's all in the ninth ward, as she gave her testimony earlier, how she's down there working and helping children to come to the knowledge of Christ. We don't supposed to seal the word of God from anybody. This is to be told from the oldest to the youngest, from the youngest to the oldest. We are to teach them the word of God. We supposed to stay focused so that we'll know what to teach, what is that is good and pure and truth. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I am so caught up into this, praise God, this kingdom teaching, praise God. This is so good. It's marrow to our bones. Praise God. Hallelujah. But kingdom vision is a delight. It's a delight for those that are serving in the kingdom, those who have been called out and set aside for ministry. It's a delight in the will and the do God's purpose. It is a delight to see someone be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. It is a delight when someone will hear you and not turn and run away from you. It is a delight when you can plant a seed and that seed be watered. It is a delight to see someone coming from miles and miles to hear. You know, when I was on the mission field in Africa, it was a delight to see people come from miles and sit on the ground just to hear the word of God, desiring to be healed and set free from all kind of demon forces. It's a delight. You wonder, anybody going to be healed today? It's all in the power of God. Praise God. It's a delight tonight. It's a delight to have you here tonight. So glad that you came on. We pray that you'll be right back here with us next week at the same time, Sunday at 7 p.m. Also, don't forget about Minister Janice's on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Praise God on the same channel, God's Favorites Ministry. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you. And may he give you peace this week. Think about kingdom living, how we are living in the kingdom, how God wants us to operate in the kingdom, how God have, oh God, established the kingdom for us to live in. It's all for us. This is a beautiful garden. I tell people, what a beautiful garden that we live in. He has given us authority in this garden, praise God, to go about and do his kingdom work. Have a great night now, and be right back here with us next week. Praise God. We're going to be praising God, giving him the glory, giving him all the honor, right to him. Praise God. The Lord is good and his mercy. You know, I stood up and I declared that today, just stood up in the middle of the floor. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Bye-bye.